All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with two of our radio team members here in the studio with me today, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor. And you've been my associate now, golly, 8 years or so? I don't even know. How long's it been?
I've only been down here.
Okay.
Going on 7.
All right, there you go. Well, almost since the beginning. And Nan's been around for a long time, too. And then the rest of our radio team up in Indiana have been around for many, many years. We started that church in Indiana in 1985, and I pastored there 7 years to the day. So there's just been a lot going on in through these years, and God has always blessed and always taken care of us. Go Yard is our new show. It's airs on Thursday night, Eastern Standard Time here in Tampa. You can catch it live by going to tantalk1340.com, or you can listen to past shows on our website. Our webmaster will be putting up all of February's shows tomorrow, and we appreciate him. He's a great guy. And he will be putting up all of the Living the Good Life shows for February onto our websites. So both of those websites, for Living the Good Life, bohmglobal.com. For Go Yard, goyard2014.org. And you can listen to any of those shows. They're there forever. And it is a joy to be able to be hosting a life coaching show. I am really enjoying that, Nan. I mean, these topics, yeah, we just did a couple on fighting fair. We've done some on forgiveness. We've done some on setting proper boundaries. We've done some on domestic violence, control, all kinds of things. This past week was technologically unconnected. We talked about just the way that we do need to unplug once in a while and sit and talk to our friends and loved ones eyeball to eyeball, you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of a joy. PJ?
I was going to say, kind of like what Nan talked about at the nursing home today.
Which she did, talking directly to God. That's right. Amen. So you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are now a part syndicated with Starcom Media Network. And so this show will air next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern time. And you can go to KKRP KKRP 1610 at yahoo.com. to hear that live, and we'll put that information on our website this week also, how to access the shows on Starcom Media. So whether you listen live here on Tan Talk or Starcom, it's still the same. We invite you to just settle back here for the next few minutes, and we're going to talk more about Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we are just thrilled to be able to have so many wonderful listeners. We want to hear from you. Pastor Jim has the computer up in front of him right now. We'd love for you to send us a little note, or if you want to be put on the prayer team, just write pastor@bohmglobal.com, or if you have a question. We're going to start this next hour with Francesca Battistelli. That's a hard for me to say, but I get it right?
You got it right.
Strangely Dim. Do you want to comment on that song, PJ?
I like all her stuff. I really do.
And
even
wild.
Though she has, yeah, even though she has an interesting name, mm-hmm. and it can be kind of hard to pronounce, she's got such a style that's so down to earth, so reachable, so approachable.
There you go.
I really like her stuff.
Let's see what she has to say here in this song.
I've got all these plans piled up sky high, 1,000 dreams on hold, and I don't know why. I got a front row seat to the longest wait, and I just can't see past the things I pray today.
Around it.
sometimes where I stand on this narrow road. Is it a raging storm or a valley?
My doubts and worries go strangely dim as I concentrate on him. Whoa. I love that song. Boy, doesn't that bring it right home. Nan, mm-hmm. Do you have a poem God gave you? I saw you typing.
I do. It's kind of cool. It's like me, the person speaking, then God, and then me.
Okay.
When I focus on you, Father, I see so evidently that you have a plan. I want to move forward with delight. Please help me take hold of my hand. Precious child, I am here for you and will lead you in how to go. You will continue to learn of me, and so mightily you will grow. Thanks, Father. I look to you for guidance. I will move forward as you lead me to. I will submit to the plan you have. My eyes will be focused upon you.
Oh, that is great. Oh, wow. That's excellent. You can get copies of Nan's poems by just writing me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll see to it that you get those poems. You know, in Mark chapter 1, where we are, we just see a brief account that Jesus went out in the wilderness 40 days. We don't see the whole story. That's found in Luke 4 or Matthew 4. That's interesting. It's found in the same chapter of both Matthew and Luke. But what we do see here is in verse 14 of Mark 1, after John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee preaching the message of God. And here's what he was saying. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. Jesus was radically. Now, John's kind of off the stage there. He's done his thing. And, you know, he was arrested and beheaded, actually, for the gospel because of what he said and what he believed. And now Jesus takes over, and now he's saying, okay, here's what we need to do. Change your life and really believe the message. Pastor Jim, talk to me about that, and then we'll get Nan's take on that.
Yeah, he's saying, like you said, time's up. The time is fulfilled, okay? I'm here is basically what he was saying.
Yes.
And the kingdom of God is at hand.
Right.
Jesus brought the kingdom of God and started at that point to destroy the kingdom of the enemy.
Right.
And the way to enter that kingdom is repent and believe the gospel. Turn your life around and believe the good news.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that in itself was pretty radical.
That was radical. But John the Baptist set the stage, as we talked right earlier in the first hour.
And
here Jesus is ready to go on with the same message.
Well, yeah, and it is the same message.
It is the same one.
The only thing he adds is the time is fulfilled.
Right. So it's time.
It's here. The kingdom is here. Because obviously wherever Jesus is, there's the kingdom of God. So he's saying, okay, it's here now. Repent and believe the gospel.
Exactly. And it all starts with repentance, believing, asking God to come and live on the inside of you, and then begin the work from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And your behavior begins to change after God begins to work on the inside of you. Nan, you want to comment on all that?
Sometimes for me, and I know for most people, it's difficult when we have that on the inside.
Right.
But what sometimes would want to come out is not what's on the inside.
Wait, let me do that again. Our carnal nature, you mean?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Sometimes that comes out. Of course it does. It is going to, as long as we work.
A little battle kind of goes on. I had a situation. I had a doctor appointment scheduled on Wednesday, Tuesday. Doctor's office call and said, no longer on your insurance. Sorry. I was like, and old Nan would have really gotten on to them about that. And really, you know, and it was like, okay, there's no point. That's not going to accomplish anything.
It's not going to accomplish anything.
And I want to keep these people on my good side so I can get my records transferred over.
Right,
and I want to
be
nice to these people. So they just worked with me, helped me. You know, I called another doctor's office working, and they worked with me. But I could have chosen to respond the way old Nan would have responded, because I was really pretty ticked off, actually. I mean, been waiting for this appointment, needing this appointment. I don't have this appointment, you know, unless you want to pay retail price for a doctor.
Right.
You know. But thank God in this situation, I allowed that good part that's in.
Yes.
So, I mean, the Jesus part.
Amen.
Come out so that, you know.
And now you just told millions of people that you would have wanted. No.
Well, not that I would have wanted to. But it also means, like, if I were to meet this person or go in there to get the records or do whatever,
sure,
I could still be a witness for Christ.
There
they
you
would
go.
Still listen
because
to
you
me
did not.
Because I, that's right.
Good point. Good
that's
point.
Right. I could have.
You could have messed that one up.
Totally messed it up. You know.
Right.
So we need to let that good inside out and let the good have more and more of that grow in us, and it does as we study His Word.
Okay. So here's the point: we find Jesus, we acknowledge Him as our Lord and Savior. We allow Him to begin that cleanup process on the inside of us and show us those areas that need work, like what you were just talking about. But then we realize we want other people to know the same joy. And when we look at Mark chapter 1, here's Jesus preaching. He's going along the beach. This is one thing I love about Jesus, because I absolutely am a beach bum. And I love the beach, and I love to kayak. And Jesus loved these little wooden boats. You know, he would go out there and use those as his pulpit. He'd get climb in a boat and go out a little ways, put an anchor down, and preach there. I love that. That's where we should have church. You know, guys, I love that. So here he is.
I want to see you balance yourself in a kayak, standing up.
And getting all excited about God, right? I go into the water. Passing along the beach here, Jesus, he sees Simon and his brother, Andrew. Okay? Net fishing. Boy, if you go to the causeway right over here at Dunedin where I go, you know, you see people net fishing, you know, just the big nets. Maybe not exactly like the nets back in Bible times, but they do go out there with a little net, try to get some bait and all that kind of thing. Fishing was their regular work. Jesus said to them, come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how. Who's going to show us how? Jesus. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass. They didn't ask questions. They dropped the nets and followed. Talk to me, PJ.
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, I say that a lot. This whole thing is interesting
to me. It is. To me, too.
But he does. Okay, Peter and Andrew were probably not the wealthiest of folks. I mean, they were fishermen. So chances are they weren't all that well educated, although, you know, I'm sure they knew Hebrew. I'm pretty sure they knew Greek, because that was the international language of business. So they must have had some rudiments of that. I think it's really interesting that Jesus sees them casting their nets into the sea.
Right.
Fishing. And he says, oh, cool. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Okay?
Right.
You like fishing?
Here we go.
We're going to try. We're going to fish for something else now. But I mean, at that moment, they just happened to be casting their
no
nets
coincidences
into the sea.
Not with
at
God.
All. Not at all. And so right there, right then and there, Jesus said, ah, you're going to fish for something else.
That's right.
And then it immediately, they didn't hem and haw. They didn't have to think about it. They immediately, Mark says, immediately they left their nets and
right.
followed him.
Wow.
And then he comes across, I love this, because he comes across the two sons of Zebedee.
Right.
Okay, James and John.
Right. Sons of thunder, right?
The sons of thunder. And what are they doing? They're mending their nets.
Right.
Peter's ministry was to cast the net wide.
Right.
That was his whole ministry.
It's what he did after Jesus went to heaven.
Right.
Yes.
John mended the church.
Whoa, that's good, PJ. That's
because
good.
Because the whole purpose behind his John's gospel, the letters, the revelation, that was to kind of mend the church because things had started to go a little crazy. You know, if you read John's letters, you can see people just weren't...
They weren't behaving properly,
and
they certainly weren't loving and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So John had to mend the nets. And
that is so good.
When you first... Well, that was actually from Watchman Nee. I cannot take credit for that. That's something...
But that's good. That's right.
In
on.
A Watchman Nee book. And it was great because it's like, wow, that's exactly what they did. Peter was the main spokesman on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
He was the first one. He introduced the gospel to the Gentiles.
Right.
Okay, so he was out casting the nets. He was
wow.
the original fisherman. And then John repaired some of the error, some of the,
right.
the bitterness, the unloving attitudes. John went in and repaired that.
And what you're talking about is 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John mm-hmm. towards the back of your Bible and the book of Revelation were written by John, plus the gospel.
The gospel.
John. So I love that. That is excellent. And so praise God that these four guys said, yeah, and they left everything and went and followed Jesus. And they left him, they left their father, everything. Then they entered Capernaum. We're in verse 21 of Mark 1. When the Sabbath arrived, Jesus lost no time in getting to the meeting place. And he spent the day there teaching. And they were surprised at his teaching. And by the way, people still today, I believe, are surprised by the teaching of Jesus. That it's not a gospel of bang you over the head because you've been bad and an angry God and a God who gets even with you. But the message is God is love. And Jesus himself said it in John 3:16, which we all know that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus, as he stood up to teach, his ministry began as he was, and he was teaching, it says here in the Message Bible, forthright, confident, not quibbling, and quoting like the religion scholars. And as Jesus stands up and teaches with authority, the next word in verse 23, it starts with, in the Message Bible, suddenly something happens. What happens, Pastor Jim?
A man with an unclean spirit pops up.
Right.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Stirs up the devil. When we get bold and confident, we stir up the devil, guys.
Right.
It's the way it works.
And that's exactly what happened. Jesus taught with authority. And anytime that you teach with authority.
Amen.
Satan is going to come and.
Yes, he is.
Challenge that. And that's exactly what he did here. And I think it's interesting. You know, the demon pops up. Jesus didn't even, like, call anybody up for ministry or anything.
No, it just happened.
The demon just hops up and says, leave us alone. Well, then why did you open your mouth in the first place?
Right.
You know? It's like, leave us alone, Jesus of Nazareth. We know who you are. Leave us alone. Well, then why did you even open your
right.
mouth if you wanted, if you didn't want, because you know what's going to, we know what's going to happen.
Well, and Jesus just shut him up and said, be quiet and get out of him, and he had to leave. And that's the ministry of authority. And believe me, folks, there are people out in our listening audience right now that are probably troubled by demonic spirits. We have, Jesus says, he has given us, that's Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I give you authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. We have that authority, like Jesus walked in right here and his disciples did. And we're not afraid. And Jesus said, I mean, through the apostle, was it Paul? No. Greater is he that is in me.
John.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We have that authority. We will not be shaken by any of this. Nan, do you have something to share before we go to this song?
What I thought of was back, remember the tent days when we have tent meetings? What brought to mind, I haven't thought of it in probably 30 years, I was at a tent meeting in Jacksonville, and the man was preaching, the minister was preaching, and someone stood up in the congregation and started acting out like that in the middle.
That's happened to me years ago.
He took authority over it.
Right. That's all you do.
The man sat back down.
That's
I was
right.
like, wow, I had never seen that before.
Yes.
I'd never seen it since.
Happened
but
to me in Indiana when I was a young, believe it or not, preacher, and somebody did. And that's happened to me more than once. But it's very easy to control because all you do is take authority over it
right.
in the name of Jesus, and it has to shut up. And it has to behave.
Well,
and
we need to go to a song, but just really quickly, Jesus spoke with authority and he backed it up with authority. And
Amen.
That's what we do. We speak with the authority of the Holy Spirit, and he works with us to confirm that authority.
Amen. So this is a perfect segue into We Won't Be Shaken by the group Building 429. Woo, which means it comes from Ephesians 4:29. That's where they got their name, which means everything be done in love and build each other up in love. Woo, we won't be shaken. Here we go.
This world has nothing for me. This life is not my own. I know you go before me and I am not alone. This mountain rises higher, the way seems so unclear. But I know that you go with me, so I will never fear. I will trust in you. Whatever will come our way, through fire. Whatever will come our way, through fire or pouring rain.
We won't be shaken. No way. We won't be shaken. I love those two lines. We will trust in you. We will not be moved. Whatever comes our way, we will not be shaken. As you allow the Holy Spirit to change you from the inside out, you get bolder and you get stronger. Nan, give us that poem that God just gave you.
Entitled, I Am With You Always. I am with you as you travel in life. You'll be okay. Trust me, little one. You have the power to continue on because of the sacrifice of my son. I will lead you as to where you're to go. I will help you. I am always there. Bring all of your questions, concerns to me as you spend time with me in prayer. Mm-hmm. Despite how things look to you, you will not be shaken from such. I am with you and will help you as you move forward with my touch. You will have my touch.
Wow. Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, right here, let me just spout a couple verses. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7, the one we quoted right before the song. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I've given you power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you can possibly prosper. Woo!
You spouted several out there.
Right there, just a few. But that's what we need to do is arm ourselves with the Word of God. Nan, talk to me about that, and then we'll go to PJ. Woo!
You know, when in Matthew, because I made reference to it today at the nursing home, and we've already made reference to it here, Jesus went out for 40 days. He spoke the word back to Satan because he of course, knew the word. And, you know, we can speak the word back into situations that come against us or in our lives. But how are we going to do it if we don't know it?
Yes. That's right.
I mean, how you going to
combat? Good point. That's a bell ringer, Pastor Jim.
How are you going to combat?
How are you going to speak the word
if you don't know it
and if you don't know where to go find it?
And I know that there's been some times, you know, I was obviously raised in church and around a lot of scriptures all my life, and certain things just get embedded there because you hear it so many times.
Right.
And I find myself at times something will start to happen. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit will quicken that scripture to me, and I'll start speaking it out in that situation, that whatever happens to be happening.
Yes.
Just, you know.
Because
I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. You know? And because he lives on the inside of you, he also, if you have planted that word in you, it will come up when you need it the most. Right, PJ?
Exactly. He said, you know, the Holy Spirit will help us recall all the things that Jesus has said. Plus, he told us, don't worry when you're called in front of the courts and whatever. I'll give you the words to say. He'll bring that stuff up. But you're right. We need to plant it in order to harvest it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you mentioned before about, you know, this with authority and all that. And I like, you know, in verse 27 of Mark chapter 1, the demon goes out and the people are just like stunned.
Yeah.
They've never seen anything like this.
Right.
Because it's probably been a long time since God had moved in such a mighty way in among the Israelites. And they said, what is this? What sort of new doctrine is this? This guy commanding demons and they're going?
Right.
This was shocking to them, but it certainly got their attention.
Didn't it?
You know,
God allows things to get our attention, don't you think?
There's
so often that some event in life is so shocking to us or so catastrophic or so, you know, like, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? But just like with this, with the demon reacting there as Jesus taught with authority, so often our circumstances really kind of bring us up short and make us realize, wait a minute, whoa. What is my life about? What is, you know, what's, my daughter lost a good friend of hers to, I don't know exactly, I haven't heard exactly what happened. I think a drug overdose over the last few days. But, and you know, when you lose somebody close to you that you've known for all your life or many, many years has been there for you, that type of an event does tend to bring you up short, don't you think? And cause you to get you pay attention. You start paying attention. And this is what happened here.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with Paul. I mean, he started out as a persecutor of the church. He thought sincerely that he was right.
Oh, yeah.
And God knocked him flat to get his attention. And sometimes he has to do that to us. You know, Isaiah chapter 1, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. But if you rebel, it's going to be suffering and war.
Yeah.
And that's what happens to us. If we're obedient, we will eat the best of the land.
Right.
But if we rebel, it's just going to be miserable for us. And I'm pretty sure Paul was miserable.
Right.
I mean, he thought he was in the right, but he had to know he condemned an innocent man in Stephen, having Stephen killed. And God used that. I mean, God will use whatever negative circumstances we allow to happen. He'll make all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose.
I just thought of something. I mean, this is an aha moment for me in my life.
Okay.
Just then.
I was like, wow. I love it when Nan gets an aha moment.
I know. There's no stopping her.
No, she just takes over. That's fine.
The situation that happened in a church that I left immediately, it was a real bad situation. And I made a choice of the best way to handle the situation. And when I left there, then I didn't go to church for just a little period of time because I was, God, why this? Why this? Why I don't understand why, God? You know, I don't understand. And then I started going to another church and was at that church for a while. It was at that church that I went to after being so deeply hurt, was at that church when God started this poem thing.
Uh-huh.
And when it first started, it was like writing poetry, you know, and I would actually time it. I would hand write them and I would time it. This poem took 8 minutes. This poem, to me, it was so amazing because it was coming so fast and furious. It's like as if you were dictating and I was writing. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
Now, since that time, easily, I probably have around 2,000 poems.
Sure.
Okay, a lot over throughout the you know, but that was birthed by me being out of where I was into a new place, sitting down, listening to the teaching, mm-hmm. falling under the leadership and listening to the teaching and the preaching of that church. God started birthing that within me. And now I do it much more boldly.
Right.
And I have given poems sometimes to people maybe that they didn't really want to receive. But it was the Lord moving, and I'm not responsible for their reaction.
Well,
I'm only responsible to be obedient love.
That's exactly right.
And give
right.
something in love. But the large majority of them have always been very, you know, encouraging, very uplifting, very, you know. But that's, I hadn't thought of it.
Yes.
After I left that church, that's when that started.
Right.
How cool.
So the things that seem to be so bad in our lives, God's got a purpose for them, and Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So we need to relax when it seems like life is throwing us a whole lot of lemons, you know?
Exactly.
Go ahead, PJ.
Well, no, I was just going to agree with what Nan said.
Right.
That out of the worst of things, out of the worst of times, he can birth something.
Oh, absolutely.
Out of it. And maybe, you know, I know there was a time, you know, when I had walked away from God and ended up, of course, that didn't last terribly long. But I thought because of my own life circumstances, I would never be able to pastor a church.
Right.
I did, found it the most distasteful thing I'd ever done. Swore I would never pastor a church again.
Yeah, okay.
we see how that turned out.
Yeah.
And I say that a lot, but that's true. I mean, God put a call on my life, and I think it's more actually to teach. And I swore, after, you know, I'm never going to do this. Never. Never am I going to do this. And God opened up opportunities and took me by surprise.
He tends to do that.
Yeah. Well,
he loves to do that, actually.
Well, yeah. because, you know, part of my story, and I've shared this, is one of the biggest issues in the church I pastored before was I kept butting heads with one of my elders who was female.
Yeah.
And that was an issue for me. I mean, that was a real issue for me because she kind of flirted with New Age and very inclusive, and that just gave me the willies. So God has a wonderful sense of humor, because when we were going to move down here, I'm looking for a church and wasn't too sure about, you know, this church or that church. And I'd been to a service, actually an Easter service for one of the churches here. Wasn't too sure about that. But I kept coming back to this Beacon of Hope place. But Beacon of Hope had one big drawback, and that was the fact their pastor was a woman.
And yes, I am.
And I just was pretty sure I couldn't sit under that, you know?
Right.
Seriously, I was thinking, oh, no, please. Walk in, and like you've said before, we just meshed. We clicked.
We did immediately.
It was obvious. It was a God thing in God's timing. And
we both actually went to the same college, Ball State University, Muncie, Indiana. Yeah, didn't know each other.
Yeah, and that's one of those amazing things.
Right.
And God showed me at that moment, this is where I need to be. But also it's like, you know, that's why I said God has to have a sense of humor, because I thought, okay. First, then I ended up, you know, becoming associate pastor.
Sure.
It's like, ha, 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 ha,
you know. Are you saying that God can turn something good out of difficult circumstances?
Yes, absolutely.
And look at this, right here in Mark 1, where this demon acts out, and Jesus uses this as a teaching opportunity and to tell him, wait a minute, I got authority over that.
Well, and I think sometimes if that would happen, you know, in our churches, I know, Nan, you'd mentioned at a tent meeting, and Pastor, you've had it happen.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it happen in church services. Sometimes people would just get so freaked, they wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
But it's like, you just rebuke it, tell it to go, and be done with it.
It's just a matter of taking authority in the name of Jesus.
Right, exactly.
And by the blood of the Lamb. And so Jesus turned this into a teaching moment, which I love this. And in verse 27 of Mark 1, after Jesus calls that demon out, everyone there was incredulous, buzzing with curiosity. What's going on here? A new teaching that does what it says. I think in the NIV it says a teaching with authority,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And authority is exactly what was going on here with Jesus. He shuts up defiling demonic spirits and sends them packing. News of this traveled fast and was soon all over Galilee. Whoa, what the devil meant to cause a disruption in the sermon, in the teaching, turned out to be something where people were being set free and knew to come to Jesus to be set free.
All around Galilee.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Very crazy.
Oh, I mean, and it's all because of his presence.
Yeah, and that's so cool, because this one, and it was one incident.
Right.
And yet people were so amazed by it.
Right.
Which, like I said before, leads me to believe they hadn't seen this happen in a long time.
Oh, no.
And because they were so amazed, they just couldn't shut up about it.
No.
And that's kind of the attitude we need to have when we see these things happen. And we do see them happen.
Yes.
I believe
answers
we're going
to
see
prayer.
Them. Yeah, I believe
yes.
we're going to see more of that.
Right.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
Go out and tell everybody. There used to be the Gaither song. Get all excited,
go tell everybody.
What
right.
Jesus Christ has done.
Right.
That Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is Lord.
Amen.
We need more of that.
We do.
I need more of that.
We all
honestly.
Do. We need to be telling people. That's why we ask our listeners, if you send in a prayer request and the whoever is healed, whatever, we want to hear from you, because it's so good to hear those praise reports and to give them on the air. Nan, did you want to comment on this? Just how amazing it is that when the thing that the devil means for our harm, God turns around and he gets glory out of it. He gets glory, his glory out of it.
I've personally experienced in some pretty big ways that, you know, and after going through what seemed to be the fire
right.
of the situations, and then to come out very much ahead at the end of the situation, knowing the only way that I did it was because God was with me.
Amen.
And in my situation, people knew what was going on. It wasn't a secret. I let them know what was going on, because I figured, this is going to mean glory to God. So I'm just going to go ahead and let them know while it's happening. It's just legal matter, false stuff, you know, but I let people know.
Right.
So I had my God right there. Well, Lord, you know, I'm going to sink or swim in this one, and I know I'm going to be okay, because you're in control.
Amen.
You're going to get the glory and praise at the end of all this happening.
Yes.
So I just let people know throughout as stuff was happening. Just okay, God, it's in your hands.
And
it
then
was on Him.
The glory of His presence shows up and does a mighty, mighty thing. I want us to talk, before we do go to this song, I want us to talk about verse 29, directly on leaving the meeting place. Okay, so it's been a big day anyway. I mean, you know, a lot has happened here. This demonic spirit's been called out. You know, everybody knows this guy Jesus is totally different than anybody they've ever been around to, you know, around before. They come to Simon and Andrew's house, accompanied by James and John. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed, burning up with fever. They told Jesus. He went in there and he said, "Ah, forget it. I don't want to deal with this. I've had a long, hard day." Is that what he said?
Nope.
No.
He didn't say that. They told Jesus. He went to her, took her hand, and raised her up. No sooner had the fever left than she was up fixing dinner for them.
There's a lot in those two verses. That's really cool.
Isn't it?
First of all, Simon and Andrew and their families all apparently lived in
the same house. You can see that.
Okay, that's scary to me.
That's the brothers. But, you know, that was back then. That's,
I know.
You know.
But I think it's really cool. You're right. Jesus could have said, "Oh, man, I've taught all day.
Yeah.
And can't we just give your mother-in-law some aspirin and be
right.
done with it?"
Right.
But he doesn't. He goes in and he heals her.
Praise God.
And, you know, I love the fact she just doesn't, like, lay there. She gets up and she says, "You know what?
I'm
going to fix you guys dinner.
Yeah.
Bring me some of those fish you caught."
Right.
And then at evening, the whole town gathers around.
Yes.
Okay, so Jesus' day is not ended yet.
No.
The whole town gathers around, and he's casting out demons and healing people.
Amen.
And, you know, who knows how long into the night this went.
Oh. It says the whole city lined up at his door. The whole city, you know. And he cured their sick bodies and tormented spirits because the demons knew his true identity. He didn't even let them say a word. He didn't have any theatrics or hysterics. He just simply used his authority and took care of it because of the glory of his presence, which we're going to talk more on the other side of this song. This is perfect song for right now, as so much that God does.
Here,
"Oh, the Glory of His Presence" by Terry McCallum.
Give you reverence.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the glory of his presence. Dear one, let the glory of the presence of Almighty God fill you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the fact that you sent your son Jesus to this earth so that we could see your glory. We could see your work demonstrated back 2,000 years ago and even now in our individual lives. So we would see you and know you, and that we would understand your authority and your power and the fact that you do want to change us from the inside out to become all that you would have us be. Lord, we thank you that you have a plan for each of our lives, and that no matter what happens in our lives, you can and do cause all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his presence, to his purpose. Lord, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for you, your glory that's demonstrated in our lives on a daily basis. Lord, we pray for our audience right now that they will desire you. Every single one who listens today or listens later on will desire a relationship with you like they've never known before, that they'll drop to their knees and they'll say, God, I just have to know you. I just need to know your presence in my life. I need to feel your glory and know that you are the same Jesus that walked this earth and healed the sick and raise the dead and cast out the demons. That's the Jesus we serve. Lord, we thank you that you are working in our audience. We may never meet these people until we get to heaven. Probably most of them we never will. But Lord, we know that as we are faithful to give out your word across the airwaves, you are the one that works in the hearts. And so Lord, we thank you for the glory of your presence in this show today and in the lives of our listeners. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Nan, you got a poem, and then PJ, I'll go to you.
It's entitled, My Presence is Always Here. My presence is here, wonderful child. Be still, sense the glory that I'm here. I will comfort you, and I will bless you as you look to me during your prayer. Be still, sense me, just sense me. I am here, give reverence to me. You will be so blessed by my touch. There is so much more that I want you to see.
That is so fantastic. You know, so right on.
As he was inspiring that, I mean, I was thinking, you know, many times, you know, I just love those times that I'm just in his presence. And, you know, sometimes that might be in the shower.
Sure, wherever,
you know,
driving
wherever
down the road.
You know, I mean, some people might say, well, I don't know how to get in God's presence. I have three children, a husband I have to get off to work, you know, whatever. But you can find little times like that in the shower.
Right.
Well, however long you're in there, you know, you be in the presence of the Lord, rather, what, you know, driving down the road with no one in your car and the radio turned off, it can be the presence of the Lord. That's what you do?
Well, I have the radio turned on or I have a CD in and I sing my little heart out.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And that's, yeah, and I was going to say, or we could do that vacuum cleaner Psalms thing like Pastor does.
Walk around running the sweeper and quoting the Psalms. But, you know, it's the glory of his presence in our lives that changes us from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so often I think we struggle through life and we just don't find purpose. So many people don't. Early this morning, God gave me this word, and I think it really fits here. It's short. I'm going to read it to you, what God said. It's for somebody out there, maybe for thousands of you out there. Here's what God said. Yes, reach out this day to all those multitudes who need to hear that their lives have purpose and have meaning. That's what he was saying to me. Let them know that as they draw close to me, I will draw close to them, and I will indeed make their lives abundant with purpose. That's for you out there. God wants to make your life abundant with purpose and passion and desire to be that light in the dark world. Yes, as I am the light of the world, so I place that light within all who will receive it this day. Teach these principles. So many, and y'all can attest to this, will hear this message of hope and restoration and be set free from their past this day. Rejoice in all of this. Go forth ready to set the captives free through my word. Rest in me. And then he said, I will bring the harvest. Yes, I will. And you know, it's interesting about radio because you have no clue how many are listening. You know, on Starcom Media, we have a better idea than we do here on Tan Talk, but we really don't know who's listening and what impact we have. This is a step of faith. You want to talk about that, Pastor Jim? And Jesus, walking the dirty streets and roads and everything there and the Bible times, it was a step of faith for him, too. He was just walking where God led him to go.
Exactly, and that's what we did when we, you know, moved forward with this, with the Starcom.
Right.
That is going outside of our doors.
Right.
Or outside
certainly
of
is.
Our walls.
Yes.
And
right.
It's an amazing thing. God knows the Beacon's situation and what way we could reach more people.
Right.
And this was like an incredibly inexpensive, praise God, being the treasurer of the church.
Right.
But I mean, I just sat here thinking, what a miracle.
What a miracle.
That was.
All of this is a miracle.
Because God knew everything that was going to happen, where we would be, what we would need, and he provides this for us to go outside of our walls.
Amen.
In a miraculous sort of way.
In a miraculous way. And the whole idea here is to share Jesus and his glory, the glory of his presence. Nan, did you have something else to add? I can't believe this, guys, but we're winding down here with the last few minutes.
Just my final thought will be a poem.
Go ahead.
You want it now?
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
Will you follow me? Will you leave your human nature behind and accept me and travel along with me? So much you will learn while you grow. Many wonderful things you will see. I desire to use you to reach others. There are some that you are the one who can reach. I will lead you in all that you're to do. Through your life's actions, you will teach. Your life will be of great marvel to others as they see that you have so changed in what you do. You will not do things as you used to because I am now living and reigning within you.
Wow. Praise God. You know, so often we do this, but I'm feeling very led to do it again right now. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we want to give you this opportunity right now to do that. Make that commitment. You know, God says to us in this new series, it's from the inside out. Well, it starts on the inside with you making a decision on the inside of you. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yes, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Yes, I accept him as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm going to pray that prayer step by step. And Pastor Jim, will you repeat it after me? And then people out there, if you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, this is your opportunity right now to seal that and accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. So repeat with Pastor Jim after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God.
I acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that Jesus is the risen Lord.
I believe that Jesus is the risen Lord.
And I accept you now, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior.
And I accept you now, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior.
Please forgive me for anything and everything.
Please forgive me for anything and everything
I've ever said or done.
I've ever said or done
that was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
And I decide this moment.
And I decide this moment
to walk the rest of my life.
To walk the rest of my life
as your child.
As your child.
I walk in faith and determination.
I walk in faith and determination
to become all you would have me become.
To become all you would have me become.
Show me my path.
Show me my path.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
All right. If you prayed that prayer, we want to hear from you.
Amen.
You can write Pastor Jim, and his email is easy, PastorJim@BOHMGlobal.com. Mine is Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. And we want to hear from you, maybe give you some back and forth emails that will help you, give you direction on where you start your walk with the Lord. And, you know, our goal here at Beacon of Hope is just to teach the word and cause you to become everything you can become right here on this earth with what time we have left. That's what it's all about. We invite you to become a financial partner. We don't talk much about money. Hardly ever do we talk about money. But we welcome you to plant your finances in this good soil of this ministry that teaches the Word of God. You can go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the first page. It'll say donations. Open that page and go to PayPal. It's secure. And you can give a donation there for this radio ministry. That's what it'll be going for. So we welcome you to become a financial partner with us and to give of your finances and plant the word in other people's lives around the globe now with such expanded outreach of this show. So we also welcome you to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. We welcome you to listen to our new Go Yard show, which is Go Yard on Thursday night, 6:06 Eastern Standard Time. We want you to listen to that. I think it'll be a blessing. Pastor Jim, do you have a final word? We just got a couple minutes, seconds here, I guess, really.
Well, just really, it is all about changing. And God is the only one. If we try and do it on our own, we're just going to fail.
Amen.
Even if we have the best of intentions.
Right.
We have to let God do the changing because we can't.
Right.
You know, God will start that work. He says, you know, he's at work within us to will and to do his good pleasure. We just have to let him do it. We just have to be willing to make those changes when he points them out to us.
Amen. It's been a great show. You can hear this show again soon on our website, bohmglobal.com, or next Sunday morning on Starcom Network at 6 a.m. Central or 7 a.m. Eastern. Tell some friends about it and tell them about the ministry at Beacon of Hope. It's not far to Jesus. Nan, anything else you want to say? Did you have a good time today, Nan?
I had a good time today, Pastor.
It's Woo-hoo! Been great. It's always good. You know what? It's not far to Jesus, gang. So we're glad you joined us today on Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with my associate pastor, Pastor Jim. And Nan, one of our strong leaders in the ministry. And we are just thrilled that we have been able to share the Word of God with you this day. And so we hope to hear from you soon and tune in again next week, Eastern Standard Time on Sunday afternoons at 3 and Eastern Standard on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on the Starcom Network. So we'll see you next week, and it's always a joy. Have a great week. If you need prayer, prayers@bohmglobal.com. We want to hear from you. See ya. It's been great. It's not far from me.